Hang Out with Heather is brought to you in partnership with Sorbet Dunkeld and David Gilson Hair, because you all deserve to look your very best.
You are listening to Hang Out with Heather. Hang Out with Heather on Niche Radio.
Welcome back to Hang Out with Heather, with me, Heather Hook, here with you on Niche Radio. Yay, we are off into the final stretch of the year for most people. Most people are finishing work this Friday, the 15th of December, me included, which I'm quite excited about. I'm looking forward to taking a bit of a break. If you are heading away over the festive season, please drive safely, reach your destination in one piece, be responsible while you're there, and come back to Joburg all in one piece, because I need you guys back next year. And for those of you who are around, I'm here. I'm not going anywhere. My last podcast will be next week, Tuesday, the 19th of December. I'll be taking a short break and we'll be back on Tuesday, the 9th of January, with more of your need to know of all the things that are going on in and around this beautiful city of Joburg that we live in. So for those of you like me who are staying, things that you most certainly do want to do is go and see the Imperial Ice Stars performing Cinderella on Ice at Monte Cassino. I went last week to go check it out. I was absolutely amazed. The sets and everything were really, really brilliant. And also, I used to ice skate back in the day and I was really impressed. You know, the stage at the Teatro is not very big, but they turned it into a full-on ice rink and they pulled off some pretty spectacular jumps and a whole bunch of other stuff on a not very big piece of ice. So I was really, really impressed with that. Enjoyed the story. And the sets were pretty good. And yeah, I mean, I really, really enjoyed it. So if you are in and around Joburg and you want to go and check out this show, it is running now until Saturday, the 6th of January, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. There's a variety of performances, evening and matinees, etc., etc. It's at the Teatro at Monte Cassino, and the tickets are 150 through to 425 Rand, depends where you sit. Take a cardigan. It gets a wee bit chilly in there. But a really good show, and I absolutely really enjoyed it, and I highly recommend it. So do go check out the Imperial Ice Stars performing Cinderella on Ice at Monte until the 6th of January. Another show which I'm excited to go and see a little bit later this week, A Christmas Carol, which is on at the Pedaturin Theatre. It's currently running until Sunday the 7th of January, and this is the age-old story of Ebenezer Scrooge, who didn't believe in Christmas and was literally bah humbug to everything, until he got visited by a series of ghosts and some characters from the past, present, and future who take him on quite an emotional journey through his tight-fisted, miserly ways to a brand new Scrooge, spreading goodwill and cheer through his generous spirit. So this is perfect outing for the entire family. It's a family tradition. I remember watching this on TV. I remember watching the cartoon on TV. Charles Dickens. So this is going to be amazing. So on stage, Jason Rolfe, who has performed in Phantom of the Opera and Shakespeare in Love, is portraying Scrooge. And then also there's an original score by Wessel Oerdendaal and animation by Narek Lutz and direction by Elisma Badenhorst. And this play is set to be a sensory delight for any tired soul, which is most certainly me. So I'm going to be heading through a little bit later this week, I think, or early next week. I'm very, very excited. So as I said, running at the Pedaturin Studio Theatre, Sunday the 7th of January, and the shows are every Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. On Wednesday through Friday, the shows are at 7:30. On Saturday, there's a matinee at 4, and then the evening show at 7:30, and then on Sunday, there's a matinee at 3, and the tickets range from 130 to 165 Rand per person, and you can get more info on the Monte Cassino website and also book. So I'm looking forward to seeing that. So take the family and go and entertain them with A Christmas Carol at the Pedaturin Theatre. If you are looking for Christmas lunch ideas, so if you are not all about the cooking and the dishes and having 25 people over to your house for Christmas, then look no further than Park Vermeer Restaurant in Sandton. They have a Christmas Eve and a Christmas Day lunch that are on offer, and you can relax and unwind and enjoy a set menu from 535 Rand per adult and 110 Rand per child child under 12 years old. The menu includes an amuse-bouche, a starter, entree, main, and dessert, and it looks really, really amazing. So if you are looking for something to do, visit the Park for May website. That's parkforme.co.za, or you can give them a call on 011-245-4846, and they are located at 8 Maud Street, Sandton Central in Joburg. So if you don't want to cook and you don't want to do the dishes, why not head out and go and have some fun? So, of course, now we're in the heart of summer. And although it is still slightly cold here in Joburg and the weather is, I think, sketchy is the word I'm looking for, I'm hoping that by the time I go on holiday, the sun is going to be out. And of course, I, unfortunately or fortunately, have been blessed with a very pale skin and freckles. So sun care and sun, looking after my sun and putting sun, looking after my skin and putting sunscreen on have been pretty much a part of my life since I was a baby, since I can remember. So I headed through and chatted to Lamel, who you may remember, I did this absolutely fabulous peel with them earlier this year. I headed through and chatted to Lamel's medical director, Dr. Bradley Wachemacher, to find out about how to reduce our risk of sunburn and how best to look after our skin these holidays. So I'm not going to run through it. I mean, obviously sunscreen, I mean, it kind of goes without saying, but we do have one of the highest rates of skin cancer in the world, which is why sun protection is not only about keeping our skin young and beautiful, it's also about taking steps to prevent life-threatening diseases and aging. And nobody wants to age, right? So there's some solutions to, if you've already been sunburned, you might want to go and check that out. And how to just look after your skin, take lots of vitamin C. It was quite an interesting chat. So do go through to the blog and check that out. The website, heatherhook.com. And if you've got any questions or whatever, you can post them there at the bottom and I'll chat to Dr. Bradley and see if he can answer them for you. But yeah, please do wear sunscreen and look after your skin. So drive safe and wear sunscreen. That's it. That's all I got. So for those of you who maybe know Amex or have used an Amex card, American Express have been operating in South Africa for 40 years, would you believe, providing payment, travel, and expense management solutions for individuals and businesses of all sizes in South Africa. Now, Amex has a bit of a, not a stigma, but a bit of a perception, if you will, of being like quite exclusive and not available to your everyday man on the street, which is a perception that they are trying to change. And I was lucky enough to catch up with Chris Wood, who is the head of card issuing and payments at Nedbank, who obviously is part of Amex, and chat to him a little bit about the way forward for Amex and why people should look at maybe getting an Amex card.
The beauty of the American Express card is it's global, so it's not something that you only get in the United States or the UK or South Africa. In South Africa, Nedbank and American Express have the partnership. The beauty about American Express is from Nedbank, you can get what we call the Nedbank American Express card, which is where you get a Nedbank card with a blue box in the bottom right-hand corner.
Okay.
That gets you all the benefits of American Express, but it's not your traditional Centurion Line American Express card. So that gets you things like Greenbacks credit. Nedbank has its own rewards program where you earn double rewards typically with an Amex card. So the way it works is it's a Nedbank credit card issued through American Express. So it's basically an American Express credit card, but it's branded and looks and feels like a Nedbank credit card.
Okay.
So that's the differentiation. So you still earn the better rewards on that card. So if I spend, for example, 10 Rand, I'll earn more rewards than if I spent 10 Rand on another card.
Ah, okay.
Then we have the true American Express cards. I mean, they're all American Express cards, but that's what we call the Centurion line.
Okay.
And that's your gold card, your platinum card, and then the mythical unicorn, the black card. And those are cards that obviously people really aspire to have and aren't actually that out of reach. I mean, the gold card is one that a huge portion of our customer base actually has.
Tell us about the black one. I want to know about this mythical unicorn.
So I have to be careful because my product manager doesn't like us calling it the black card. It's actually titanium.
Okay.
So the card is actually made out of titanium. It's by invitation only.
Okay.
So when we speak about elite card, that really is
the most elite. That is the elite card.
It's the most elite card in the world. You know, people talk about the titanium card or the Centurion card. They see it in Jay-Z videos. They see, you know,
popping bottles.
I'm sure the Queen's got one, exactly. And that's the card that opens all doors and gets you access to things that you can't possibly imagine. That's not a card for everyone.
Yeah.
If we're honest with ourselves. I mean,
but it is something to aspire to if
absolutely.
You want to be like Jay-Z.
Not everyone will get one. We actually have, you know, we represent American Express in South Africa. So while we are Nedbank, we are also American Express. And actually, Amex says to us, you can only have X number of black cards, sorry, titanium cards in market.
Okay.
And so we can't go and sell that card to, you know,
so if you,
people.
Yeah, so if it's 5,000, it's 5,000 until...
It's a lot less than that.
Okay, well, you know where I'm going.
It's not
with.
In the thousands, let's
okay.
put it that way.
Okay, yeah. Wow, okay.
Yeah.
And tell us a bit about the rewards, because the rewards that you get with an Amex card are way more than you would get with any other card, right? So, like, what could you use them for?
So American Express's rewards program is called Membership Rewards. We call it MRs.
Mm-hmm.
Effectively, the way that American Express works is that they really are based around lifestyle, travel, and experiences.
Okay.
So as my colleague Mahen talks about, if I'm buying a flight overseas with Emirates, I'm also earning membership rewards while I'm buying that flight. My next trip, I'm using those membership rewards to put towards my next flight. So I'm sort of funding my lifestyle and my experiences through the expenditure on a card that I'm going to use for lifetime and expenditures. And that's where really American Express comes to the fore. So with American Express, you earn typically 2 times the rewards that you earn on other cards.
Wow.
And the way we do that is that American Express has this global model that allows us to... It's slightly more expensive for the merchant. And so the bank and the merchant fund that 2 times reward. In fact, we have a card where you can earn 4 times the rewards on other cards.
Wow.
And that's 4 times the rewards compared to another Nedbank card.
So traveler mile or whatever it is, you would get times 4?
So the card I'm talking about is actually the Amex check account. It's linked to your transactional savings account, but their card or their account that you get when you basically open up a Nedbank banking account.
Okay.
You can get an American Express check card linked to that and earn 4 times the rewards every single time you swipe that card versus the basic Nedbank card that you get issued on that account.
Well, this is a no-brainer.
Absolutely. So we have this mission for 2018 that says every single person who banks with Nedbank should have an American Express check card in their wallet.
Okay, and how can people go about getting one? Do they just go into the bank?
Walk
Do they go
the
online?
Branch.
Okay.
Yeah, walk into the branch and we can instant issue that card directly to you.
Okay.
And
cool.
Then the idea is that when you next go to the shops, when you draw money from the ATM, instead of pulling out your other card, you actually pull out that American Express check card.
Well, you want to earn the rewards,
that's
right?
It's exactly the same with every single American Express card. We typically talk about first card in wallet. So if you're doing a MasterPass digital transaction, scanning a QR code, or you are tapping your card on a terminal, or you're putting it traditionally into a point of sale device, you are earning at least 2 times the rewards when it's American Express.
So great catching up with Chris. And if you want to find out more about Amex, of course, everything is on my website, heatherhook.com. Alternatively, you can head across to the Amex website, which is americanexpressforex.co.za, and check that out. Listen, people, January is coming. So if any way that I can save money, I'm always happy about that. And who doesn't want to earn benefits on like traveling and having exclusive experiences? I mean, you're speaking to my core values here. So I'm definitely going to be getting myself an Amex card. So do stay tuned. I'll be sharing more about that in a little while, well, early next year. So a date that you definitely want to diarize, Santana, huge international artist, is heading back to South Africa, and I'm very excited, and I've never seen him. I am bucket listing this year, people. I'm doing Bryan Adams, I'm doing Texas, I'm going to go and see Santana soon. I'm very, very excited, and he has special guest stars, Mango Groove, lined up as well, so I'm very, very excited. So thanks to Big Concerts, who are bringing him back to Joburg on the 13th and 14th of April at the Tikkapo Dome in North Riding. Yay, much excitement. Tickets range from 490 to 1,085 Rand. Of course, more details on my website, heatherhook.com, or alternatively, you can head to bigconcerts.co.za and go get your tickets. I'm really, really looking forward to that. Now, I love movies and I'm really excited. So there's 3 really cool movies that are going to be opening in 2018. So I thought I'd share a little bit about them. And I seem to be surrounded by a lot of like ice skating stuff recently. And I used to ice skate back in the day. I'm really excited because one of them is about ice skating. The other one's about skiing. So we're keeping it frosty and ice skating like. So I'm really excited. Molly's Game is going to be opening on the 12th of January. It is an action-packed drama about the life of Olympic skier and underground gambling queen Molly Boom. And it stars Jessica Chastain, Idris Elba, Kevin Costner, Jeremy Strong. There's an awesome cast, so you definitely don't want to miss that. So that's opening on the 12th of Jan. Followed shortly by Breathe, which is releasing on the 19th of January, starring Claire Foy and Andrew Garfield, and follows adventurous and charismatic Robin Cavendish, who has his whole life ahead of him when he is suddenly paralyzed by polio whilst in Africa at the age of 28. His wife, Diana, brings him home from hospital, and together they face the inevitable. But it looks absolutely beautiful and totally sort of set in the 1920s, and it looks absolutely amazing. So that's Breathe coming out on the 19th of January. And then much excitement, I, Tonya, is releasing on the 16th of February, and this is based on true events of the former figure skating champion Tonya Harding, who was about to become one of the biggest ice skating legends, and she put together a rather ill-conceived and poorly executed attack on a fellow Olympic competitor, Nancy Kerrigan, and the rest, as they say, is history. It's a darkly comedic drama that tells the tale of this talented sports star whose success is destroyed by her troubled childhood, her mother's abuse, and her stormy relationships. All star cast: Margot Robbie, Alison Janney, Sebastian Stan, Caitlin Carver, and Paul Walter Hauser. And that is opening on the 16th of February 2018, I, Tonya. I'm really, really excited to see those. So do keep an eye out at your local cinema. Or if you want to go and find out more, everything is on the site heatherhook.com. So recently I ran a competition where I gave away a set of tickets to the pantomime. Congratulations to Ilse Kutsier on winning those tickets. I've dropped you an email, and I'm sure that you will have an absolutely spectacular time watching Pinocchio's pantomime with Toby Cronje and the rest of them at Joburg Theatre. For those of you who didn't win, I'm sorry, please do keep entering. I will have more epic competitions coming your way in 2018. And if you do want to go check out the Panto, please do book your tickets with Joburg Theatre. It is running until the 30th of December and is not to be missed. It is really good. It's always good, but this one was really good. I really, really enjoyed it. Last chance to enter, because tomorrow I have to draw the winner. I have a beautiful nomination composable bracelet valued at 2,200 Rand to give away to one lucky listener. They are the most iconic jewelry brand from Italy, and I love my nomination bracelets. I have two of them. I wear them all the time. I'm absolutely obsessed. And these holidays, I'm going to be going through to one of the nomination suppliers, and I'm going to go and be checking out all the different composable links, because I want to start putting my story, personalized story, on a beautiful bracelet that I could maybe leave to my children one day. So I'm really, really excited to do that. And yeah, if you want to win, you want to win a bracelet, you want to spoil somebody for Christmas, great gift idea, just saying, head on over to heatherhook.com, click on the competitions tab, and then obviously click on the winner nomination bracelet tab, and then you need to comment at the bottom and tell me who you plan on spoiling with this amazing accessory. And spoiling yourself is also okay, like, no judging. I totally spoil myself all the time. So that is it from me. And guys, by the way, if you absolutely love this podcast, please do me a huge favor. On the right hand side of the screen, you'll see there's an icon that says Best Blog Awards. We won the Best Lifestyle Blog last year, Niche Radio, and we could really, really use your vote again. So if you'd be kind enough just to click on that, all you need to do is enter your name and your email address, and then select Lifestyle Blog and vote for us, and we'll be very, very, very grateful. So thank you. That means I stay here and you can continue to listen to me. That is it for me for this week. I'll be back with you again next week for my last show of the year. If you'd like to get in contact with me, I am on social media. I'm on Twitter, Heather L. Hook, and also facebook.com/HeatherLHook. I'm on Instagram, Heather Louise Hook, and of course, the website, in case you didn't get it, heatherhook.com. I look forward to joining you next week. I thank you in advance for voting for us for the Best Blog Awards, and I'll be back with you soon. Lots of love. Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or log in to www.nicheradio.co.za.